Hello and welcome to the completely new MSDN Flash.
Yes, and my completely new.
Completely.
First time ever we're doing it in this format, right?
Yep, video format for the first time with myself, Lacho, and the Breakpoint superstar, JR.
Okay, I wouldn't hardly call it Breakpoint, I shouldn't say that. Breakpoint, yes. Superstar, I don't know. But anyway, we'll talk about Breakpoint later. Don't bring Breakpoint up now.
Sure. So we have a lot of new cool stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
The actual newsletter will be in video format, so you can watch it from everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we made a compact, dense video editorial where everything's at the same place, so you don't have to go to different resources, links. You have all your national and local developer events, Visual Studio updates, SDKs, and pretty much the latest developer resources in Canada. And this episode is brought by who, Jared?
Of course. Well, you see, I'm wearing the Visual Studio shirt today. For those of you guys that watch Breakpoint, you know that that's like the thing there. But yeah, today's episode is brought to you by Visual Studio. Make sure you go download the Community Edition or VS Code. We'll talk about VS Code a little bit later. But yeah, free download. Go download it.
All right. Sounds good.
Shall we?
Yep.
Let's go. Business talk.
All right.
What are the updates?
So we have a brand new layout of Developer Movement.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Developer Movement is kind of a coding challenge reward platform where you submit your challenges and you submit your code and you get rewards. You get actually points and then you redeem them for specific rewards. So we have every 16 of the month, we have new challenges. So we have the Visual Studio Challenge. We have major challenges right now. So it's pretty cool. You should check it out.
Yeah.
And you can see all the links below and just the form.
Just scroll down.
Scroll down.
Yeah. But basically, I mean, if simple enough, developermovement.ca, right? So everything's on there.
Yeah.
If you haven't done it before, you absolutely have tried. It's so much fun. And everyone who's already done challenges and stuff like that and redeemed really cool prizes just keeps coming back. So if you haven't tried it, for sure you got to try it.
Yep. And it's for everyone. You can be a student. We have student challenges, and we have the general challenges that are for everyone.
Yeah.
All right. Second update is pretty cool. We have Visual Studio Code for Mac developers.
Yeah. Now, you wouldn't think, eh? MSDN.
Yeah, right?
MSDN,
Mac. Why
would
you say that?
What? What?
It's kind of incompatible. What's happening?
Listen,
so
it's a new world out there.
For sure. So we have on Channel 9, we have a whole series with step-by-step guide on how to install Visual Studio Code, how to use it, and pretty much everything about Visual Studio Code for your Mac, Mac computers.
Yeah, or your friend's Mac, whichever.
Yeah.
Guys, this I'm totally, totally stoked about. It's been a while since we've actually done a national tour, but it's time to come back to the way that things used to be. You guys have been telling us for the longest time that you want something in person, something fun. So you know what? We're gonna change things up on a whole conference idea and rather come in one venue, one day. I say that, one venue, one day. But anyway, web, cloud, Windows 10, all together under the same roof, deep dive workshops covering pretty much everything that you need to know from start to finish. So this is really cool for those of you that are actually just starting out, or potentially you've been working with these technologies for a while and you actually just want to see what's new and exciting. Like I said, deep dive workshops. So it's not like PowerPoint to death. It's actually, we're going to go in there, we're going to build some stuff, we're going to learn some stuff. So you definitely want to come out. It's coming out to Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal. We have all the dates and all the information down below for you. Chances are, since this is, at least I think this is cool, we're gonna fill up pretty quickly. So just make sure that you register as soon as you can, just to make sure that we have room for you to come out. I know some of you like to wait to the last possible minute. Do yourself a favor, and me, of course, and the team here. Register as early as you can, just so that we know, A, that you're coming, and B, that you have it on your calendar, because, well, let's be honest, everyone's busy. If you don't have it on your calendar at the earliest possible minute, it's not happening. So make the time. Come on out. We'd love to see you. And we'll get some cool learning.
We'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What
next
do we have
up?
Next, we have something on Microsoft Virtual Academy.
Oh, yes.
A couple
MVA.
Of new courses. Yep.
MVA. So hot new ones. As you know, live events always happen on MVA. You know, so we have a brand new one, which honestly, to be honest, I was really intrigued to see coming up, which is JavaScript for experienced developers. I'm like, really? Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, so check it out, especially if you're doing anything with JavaScript. You definitely want to check that out. That's happening on October 28th. That's actually, what, just next week.
Yeah.
And if you happen to miss it live, that's perfectly cool. As you know, everything on MVA comes out on demand probably about 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. Yeah. So make sure you do that. So, of course, speaking of on demand, some hot new stuff on MVA as well. Especially, actually, the one that I particularly love and has been really kind of the live version of it went crazy is the cross-platform development with Visual Studio, right? So that one covers, like, the entire platform, but more importantly, other platforms. So you got to check that one out. You'll see we have links for you on all of the brand new ones. That one is definitely the one that I want to make sure you check out. But, of course, the one thing that, okay, shameless plug, okay, Breakpoint.
Oh, yeah, Breakpoint.
Now, if you guys aren't tuned into Breakpoint yet, that's a show that Paul LaBerge and I do every month for you, covering specifically enterprise topics for Visual Studio. So a little bit more of on the process side, a little bit about TFS.
We had that last episode. The latest episode is actually on TFS.
Right, and Visual Studio Online.
Yeah, yeah, right? It's pretty cool.
Release management.
Application insights we have.
Yeah, like all the stuff that it's more focused on how you would use Visual Studio in the enterprise. So the last one was posted actually about a week ago at this point,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in fact, it's on Canadian Developer Connection. You can see an introduction to the new TFSA build system.
Yeah.
So the new one is there. Yep.
And if you don't tune in, make sure that you check out or follow us on Twitter, CDN Devs, or on Facebook. As soon as we have brand new episodes out, then we always have it posted on
Everything
there.
Will be online.
Cool new series on Channel 9 called On a Cloud. Happens Amazing. To be by one of our folks here on the team out of the West Coast, Jeff King. If you guys don't know him, awesome, awesome guy. Now, what's really cool about On a Cloud is that, first of all, these are really short videos. Right? Straight to the point. More importantly, covering these topics that you would think are random, except for as soon as you watch it, you're like, hey, you know what? I've experienced that, or I've run into that problem. So make sure if you're doing anything on Azure, you check out On a Cloud. Again, you can check it out on Channel 9, just search for On a Cloud, or you can check it out on the Canadian Developer Connection. Really cool stuff on really neat and things that you wouldn't necessarily think about Azure, or that you've kind of ran into and you didn't know how to solve, all of that he covers on there. And specifically, by the way, and this applies for Breakpoint too, if there's something that you want to know, just let us know, right? Either Twitter or Facebook again. And I know I sound like a broken record because I keep saying that all the time, but that's how you actually get all that feedback back to us. And if there's something specifically you want to know about Visual Studio, we can cover that on Breakpoint. And if there's something specific you want to know about Azure, we can cover that on a Cloud.
And just adding up to On a Cloud, it's every Tuesday and Thursday. You'll see the episodes coming up on Channel 9.
Nice.
Amazing series. We have, it's as you said, it's straight to the point. You have real life examples from Jeff, who had a lot of experience. You have scaling, advanced DQing, a lot of interesting stuff. Yeah. Frameworks.
Debugging.
Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on. The truth is there's tons of episodes.
There have been a lot of episodes. They're short. You can watch it at any time. It's like 2 to 5 minutes around that. So it's
moving
series.
Forward, we'll let you know all the new ones, but since this is our first time, we wanted to make sure that you knew what On a Cloud actually was.
Yep.
All right. And then last but not least, of course, with all of these exciting things on Channel 9, Susan Ibach's series on Visual Studio Amazing. Time Savers. Now, again, you wouldn't think, especially those guys, or especially those of you who have been working with Visual Studio for who knows how long, it's always like these little nuances that you figure out. It's like, hey, you know what? If that saves me 30 seconds a day, well worth the time. Anyway, so every time somehow Susan finds one more thing that can save you time, hence the name Time Savers. Also on Channel 9, search for Visual Studio Time Savers. Really popular series. So by all means, watch it, use it, share it with your friends. Let us know if it actually saved you some time. We'd love to hear from you.
And the great part about Time Savers is that you have all the code in front of you. It's she's typing the code as she speaks.
Yeah.
So you can see everything and pretty much implement that in your own Visual Studio.
In 2 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I think that's her thing, 2 minutes or less.
Yeah. She says that, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, go check it out. What else? All right. Is that it? That's it for this month, right?
I think that's it.
I think we literally threw a lot of stuff at you. Granted, it's our first time. So, hey, feedback.
It's the grand opening, so we gotta impress them.
That's true.
Sure.
That's true. So potentially a bit long today. We'll keep other months a little bit shorter so that you have nice, clear, and concise everything that you need to know what's happened in the last month.
Yep.
Right? In the meantime, we want to hear from you. So remember, what did I say?
Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook.
Ah, you didn't forget.
Facebook, Excellent. It's you.
Yes.
And you can actually use the newsletter. You can email us back.
That's true.
Yeah, you can use that as well. And all the information that we mentioned, by the way, everything will be it's in the newsletter. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're watching this on Channel 9 and you don't know about the MSDN Flash newsletter, Canada edition.
You can sign up actually below.
Yeah, so make sure that you do, and then you get this straight into your email.
Easy.
That's it, right?
Yep.
See you next month.
See ya.